Here at Agri Northern Cape's Year Congress, and one of the speakers today was Professor Nick Fink. And now, Prof, you are with Stellenbosch University, Department of Agricultural Economics, and very much involved in agricultural policy. Today's address very much a focus on things contained within the National Development Plan. I think you started off by saying to people, do yourselves a favor, go read Chapter 6 of this plan as well. What is your overall message to Congress?
The one sort of basic point that we must remember is that the state, the civil service, the government moves very slowly. Sometimes so slowly that we get frustrated, but sometimes slowly because they need to plan things properly before they implement them. So even though it's been 3 or 4 years since the National Development Plan was released, a lot of work has been done inside the different departments of government to try and align the decision makers behind the development plan. And I think in sort of arena in which we work, especially agricultural policy, the responsible departments, National Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, and the provincial departments, a lot of work has been done. And one mustn't be too pessimistic about what the outcomes can be, because it's a big machine, and once it starts moving, it moves and it gets things done. The unfortunate thing is that we also work with land affairs, and we know that with land affairs there's been a lot of political interference of a kind which is not very constructive, because we get these very strange sort of proposals that come out from the political levels of the department.
Which and very one, much out of the blue as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they sort of, you know, one wonders where they come from. Sometimes you think it's a different planet that's talking to these guys and so on. And it's very unfair often on the bureaucracy as well, because they have to justify, they have to please explain and so on. So that's a very unfortunate state of affairs. Anyway, I think the basic sort of point that I've been trying to make is that the agricultural sector has got a momentum of its own. So, you know, these things have an impact, and very often they can have a negative impact, but it doesn't help to just sort of run scared. One has to look at what's going on in the sector. One has to take a long-term view of, you know, what are our past successes, what lessons do we learn out of the past, what are our future expectations, and even what we can learn out of that. And we need to keep on continuously sort of updating our knowledge about what's going on. And in the process, you don't really need to take sides, in a sense. What we know is that as a country, we've been very successful at agriculture, especially given the very poor sort of resources that we have. And as a country, we're extremely fortunate that we're sort of placed in the southern tip of Africa. And Africa is the world's next big economic happening. So there's a lot of things that we have that we can hold on to that are very, very positive and that make the future a fairly positive one.
A question, if you look at the politics and you go a bit deeper and you attend enough events and legislature sittings and so on, you sometimes get the feeling that there are certain politicians who would rather focus on the Freedom Charter than on the NDP. Certain of the things really going hand in hand, but certain parts really contradicting each other completely. Do you also get that sense? What would your opinion be on that?
I think, you know, anybody who looks for consistency and common sense out of politicians, they don't have much of a grip on reality. We expect this from politicians, and sometimes it's worse than others. Some are worse than others, and some arenas are particularly bad. I think one thing that we have to, as agriculturalists, that we have to realize is that the contested space of South Africa's politics is the cities. So the big guys who make the big decisions, they have no interest in agriculture, they have no real stake in it. It's not going to win or lose elections. So even with the municipal elections coming up or the next round of national elections, there are issues other than agricultural issues that are going to dominate the headlines. And unfortunately, in the process, sometimes you don't have the best politicians involved. And as I said, you know, in some senses, agriculture, the arena is okay. We've got good people in place. But in some senses, and specifically the Department of Land Affairs, that's not the case. And, you know, until something is done about that, you can't really expect anything sensible out of them.
Last question, just to end off. We've heard a lot today. We've heard a lot of talk about Africa. We've heard a lot of different insights. A lot of people saying, for example, Ernst Janowski from ABSA telling us this is the time to invest in agriculture.
Yeah.
What are your feelings? Do you believe that there is a good future in agriculture?
Yeah. You know, we all know people have to eat. One almost has to imagine yourself in the position of a small-scale farmer in Ethiopia 20 years ago. The World Bank and all these experts come in and they tell you to produce a certain. So you look around you and you say, okay, 85% of the people that live in my country produce their own food. So they're not a market. I can't sell anything to them. In the first place, they're poor. In the second place, they've got their own food. Then every now and then, these international agencies come in and they dump food for a price of zero. And so I have to compete against American farmers who are giving their food away, and I can't compete. So you don't produce surpluses. That's as easy as that. But as soon as the country starts urbanizing, people go into the urban areas, they become a market for agricultural products. Now, Africa is urbanizing at a rate that makes even China look silly over the last 20, 30 years. So these markets are rising. Economic growth has been fantastic over the last 15 years. The IMF predicts that Africa is going to be the fastest growing economic region in the world over the next 10 years. So you have this very sort of consistent across the continent. It's not just the oil producing countries. We know that. We know that countries like Zambia and Malawi and so on have based their growth on agriculture. So it's fairly widespread growth. And in the process, it creates opportunities. And just like South Africa's banks, our TV shows, our supermarkets, our takeaway joints, just like all of those have gone into Africa, so our farmers have already gone in as well. And in a sense, it's not the question of saying to farmers, go now, because the first movers are the ones who reap the big benefits. And the first movers are already there. It's a big business, and it's going to grow bigger.
Professor Nick Fink from Stellenbosch University here at AgriNorthern Cape's Year Congress, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me.